Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Yud Tes. We're starting from the new perek. We're now into the seventh perek of Masech Tishkolim. Beautiful. Zok the Mishnah. Moish Nimtzu ben Ashkolim l'nedova. As you recall from the previous Mishnah, we had that there were 13 shofarois. And we enumerated all 13. What happens if we now come into the room of all of these shofarois? And we find that there's money on the floor. And therefore, apparently, the person who was putting the money into the pushka did not do a good job. And he apparently left. And now the question is, where do these monies belong to? Do they belong to the shkolim pushka or to the nedova pushka? The Mishnah on the surface is very difficult to understand. Why? Because if you recall from the previous Mishnah, when we listed the 13, the very first one was the Taklin Chadatin, means the brand new Shkolim. The second one was the Taklin Atikin, those were the old Shkolim. And then we spoke about the Kinim and the Gezali Oila and the Eitzim and Lavoina and the Zov. And only afterwards did we get to talk about the six Nedova. So the six Nedova are far removed from the Shkolim. How could something fall between the Shkolim and the Nedova? The Gemara is going to ask that kasha. The Gemara is going to give a very simple answer. The Gemara is going to say it's talking about that all of these pushkis were not set up against the wall, but they were set up in a circular fashion, in a circle. So therefore, number one is the Taklin Chadatin. Number 13 is Nedava. So the money fell in between number 1 and number 13, where 1 and 13 were pretty close neighbors to one another. Okay, Mitch, and the Gemara is going to ask and answer. So what happens? You found the money on the floor. So it depends. Karav l'shkolim, yiplu l'shkolim. If you find that the monies are closer to the shkolim pushka, then assume that these are shkolim. If you find it closer to the nedava pushka, yiplu nedava, put in the nedava pushka. Mechza l'mechza. If it's smack in the middle, it's 50-50. What do I do now? Yipla Nedava, go and put it into the Nedava Pushka. Now, why would I put it into the Nedava Pushka instead of putting it into the Shkolim Pushka? So if you skip to the end of the Mishnah says in the last two lines, Zihaklal, Hoyulchen Achra Korev, even if it comes out, Lohako, but Mechza L'Mechza is Lahachmeh. So when it comes to Korev, it makes no difference whether it's a Chumar or Kula, you go Basar, Korev. Why do you go basa karev? Because that's the halacha that we find, it's brother Shaina, that's the halacha that we find by Hilchos Egla Arufa, that you always go after the karev. So what the Gemara is telling us now is, what about if it wasn't karev? It was smack in the middle. Zok the Mishnah, then you have to be machmir. Aha.
Is it possible that it just fell out of his pocket? It just on the floor?
In other words, maybe it was a third money. It's not Nedova, and it's not the Shkolim.
Right.
It is certainly within the realm of possibility, but we are being machmir. Since I don't know for sure, I'm assuming that it was one of the two. We're on Daf Yud Tes Amid Aleph, in the beginning of the Mishnah. Since we have a tzad to say one or the other, we go and say the Chumrah. Now the question is, why is this considered to be a Chumrah? So, the Rivavon tells us, and the Gemara will tell us shortly, Gemara is going to give a couple of reasons, but the simple reason is because anything that goes to Shkolim, by definition, it's maybe 50-50, maybe it's 80-20, that it's not going to go for a Karbon, but it might be one of the Shkolim that would be left for Shiore Halishka. And if it's left for Shiore Halishka, guess what? It's going to be used for choymasa'ir or migdaloisea, for communal construction, infrastructure projects, which may or may not cost $3.1 trillion, but it's going to be used for infrastructure. Masha'enken, if you're telling me nedava, that's going to go on the mizbeach. It's going to be an oila, the kaitza mizbeach. Avada oila is more choshiv than shkolim, and that's why yipla nedava. So continuing the Mishnah, what happens if you find that we're on the fourth line now? Bein Eitzim u'Levoina, you have the two pushkaluch together, one is for Eitzim, one's for Levoina. Karav li'Eitzim, yipul li'Eitzim, because that's the closer one. Le'Levoina, yipul li'Levoina, because that's the closer one. Mechtz l'Mechtz, if you find it smack in the middle, then put it and give it for the Levinim. Why do you give it to Levina over that of the Eitzim? Says the Rivavan, again, in accordance with the last Zihaklal, that you go Lahachmir, because the Levina itself is a carbon itself. The Eitzim is not a carbon itself, it's only Machshire carbon. Because what do you do with Eitzim? You use them to... He used them for the fire to go and put other carbonites on. Here, however, the levoin itself is a shtick carbon. It's the incense they're using for a carbon. Is a carbon is better than machshirei carbon. So that's a very simple teretz. Only thing is that when we learned Maseches Menachos, we had a machloikis whether eitzim are just machshirei carbon or whether it was a carbon itself. And as you recall, when we learned the daf Yud Ches, we said that according to one man, the according to Rabbi, since you learn the din of Eitzim from the Pasuk, Kisakev Karban Mincha, you actually have to go and do a... Yes, Barry?
The Eitzim require Eitzim. Eitzim themselves.
The Eitzim require Eitzim, as well as the Eitzim...
You do a Kmitza on the sawdust.
You even do a Kmitza on the sawdust. So according to that man, the Omar is Taka Bissel Shvet. But according to everybody else that assumes that Eitzim are not the carbon itself, they're just the Machshiri Eitzim. So that's a good teretz between the Levoina and between the Eitzim. So Ayin Ba'achroinim, they deal with this issue.
Eitzim,
what do you do?
Require Eitzim, meaning...
If you are menadav Eitzim for the Beis Hamikdash.
Yeah.
So Parshib Shad is, that means that next time a carbon is brought, they will take your Eitzim, as opposed to taking Eitzim from the Lishkas Eitzim.
Right.
They'll put it down where the Mokam Aruch is, and put on top of that, and Oilat, Aymer and Shlomim, or whatever. But according to one man, the Amr, back in Maseches Menachos, the Eitzim themselves is a carbon.
Right.
So what you have to do is first set up the marocha as if you were putting on an oilo or the aimurin of any of the other kabbanas, and instead put the eitzim on as if that is the carbon itself. It's as if these two eitzim...
So that's a personal endeavor of the eitzim as opposed to the eitzim that were bought from the shkolim. You know, is that the distinction there? In other words, how do you ever talk, you know, it's a chicken and egg situation. How do you have to...
Okay, so there are Eitzim in the Lishkas Eitzim.
Right.
How did the Eitzim get the Lishkas Eitzim?
They were bought.
If nobody donated anything, then they were bought using the Lishka monies.
Right.
Trumas HaLishka. Absolutely right. We do know, and Barry reminded us earlier, that in Maseches Tanis, it tells us that there were 9 mishpachas that were menadav Eitzim, and therefore for all eternity, they have a special yontif on their day.
We
had the Gemara before in Shkolim too, sure. Exactly. So we have that inyan of permanent holidays for those that were menadav Eitzim many, many years ago.
Right.
But on a regular, ongoing basis, you get your Eitzim from a special Lishkas Eitzim, you take them out, the Beis Hamikdash has a full supply for probably for the next 50 days, and then when they dwindle down, they buy some more. Yankel Smith comes in one day, knocks on the Beis Hamikdash and says, I don't have enough money to go and buy a carbon shlomim or a carbon oila. I don't even have enough money for a mincha, but I do have enough money to go and give these two Eitzim. I want to go and donate them for the Beis Hamikdash. So Beis Hamikdash says, oh, that's so nice, it's so charitable, so benevolent, so beneficent.
Right.
We're going to give you the Guest of Honor Award at the next Beis Hamikdash dinner.
Right.
Fine. So they take these two Eitzim. Question is, what do you do with these Eitzim?
Right.
So Parshib Shad, they are Machshirei Karben.
Right.
Which means tomorrow morning, when they call the Kahanim with a pious, bring Eitzim to the Marocha, instead of taking from those generic universal Eitzim from the Lishkas Eitzim, we'll tell them, we have these two the Yankel Smith gave. Oh, beautiful! Those will be the Eitzim that's going to set up the Marocha in a very nice manner.
Right. So those Eitzim require Eitzim.
No, remember,
where Yankel
Smith gave. According to this pshat, they are the Machshirei Karbin, and we're putting these Eitzim down.
Right.
We're going to light them and put a fire on them.
That's right.
And then what's going to happen? Shortly thereafter, we're going to bring the Karbin Tumid, we'll put them on those Eitzim.
Right.
After the Shlomim, we'll put on those Eitzim, Kmitza on those Eitzim. But according to Rebbe and others in Maseches Menachos, they themselves are a Karbin, which means... So they're not the first thing to put on the Mizbeach, right? First you have regular Eitzim from the Lishkas Eitzim, and then after you bring your Karban Tamid, then someone will say, oh, what about Yankel Smith's two Eitzim? Bring them along. And you put the two Eitzim on top of the existing Eitzim, as if they happen to be a brand new Karban.
Right.
So according to that, then there's no difference between the Levoina and the Eitzim. But our Misha says that you go and Yiplu, we should go and give you Yiplu Lin Levoina. And the reason for that is because the Levoina is considered to be the Karban itself, while the Eitzim is considered to be the machshirei carbon. But according to this second shot, that the Eitzim themselves are a carbon, it's difficult to understand why is there a difference between the Levina and the Eitzim.
And who's to say, because I came a little late, who's to say that you go with the more machmer? I mean, who's to say that that's...
Excellent question. So please go to the bottom of the Mishnah. Now there's another 8-9 lines. You see, what does it say? Zeh klal.
Okay, machmer, car of the hakel.
But... In all these cases we're talking about, it's exactly mechza mechza. If it's korov to one of the pushkis, then you don't need any tamim excuses, reasons, motivations, whatever it's close to. However, if it's not close to anyone, it's mechza mechza, 50-50, zanandra maasa. Remendel, kim teran, we have four separate gemuras for you, and you brought your own. Ach, ashrei mi shebolakan, the sidura biyada.
Okay,
we're a yud tes, we're in the middle of the Mishnah. Zog the Mishnah Vayit. What happens if you find money on the floor? Bein kinen le goyz le oyla. Now we're assuming. Remember, we had a machloikis on Daf Yud Ches. What is the definition of kinen goyz le oyla? Where the kinen means the obligatory carbon that you have both the chatas oif and the oyla oif, or you can sit him and whatever you want, or whether it means these are toyrim and the other bnei yoinim. We're going with the mandiyama that holds that kinen means that this is a kan of two chiyuvim, which is being brought lemushal by azav, azav yeledes, toyra, as we discussed, and the goizli oila means a person who is being menadiv and oila, but not an oilas behema, but an oilas oif. Again, so you find money on the floor. So kar of the kinen, you pull the kinen. Kar of the goizli oila, you pull the goizli oila, because you always go after the kar. That's easy. But mechza la mechza, yiplu the goizli oila, then it goes the goizli oila. Now, what's the reason why it goes the goizli oila instead of going for the kinen? Because it's simple. Because a kinen, by definition, every kan has in it two oifes. One oif goes for an oila, and one oif goes for a chatos. Mashenkin goizli oila are only exclusively oilais. Which is more choshev, a chatos or an oila? And oil is considered to be more chumradik because it's kula kalil. That's why we say goizli oila instead of kinim. So with this, we've given three separate examples of the cases that we had in the previous Mishnah where you had money on the floor and we had to determine which pushka should it go to. We're going to talk more about this in the Gemara, but in the meantime, the Mishnah says, let's leave the base of Migdash for a moment and let's go out into Yerushalayim. And in Yerushalayim, you had two pushkas. For that matter, it doesn't even have to be in Yerushalayim. Theoretically, this could be taking place in Tel Aviv. And you have two pushkas. One pushka is a chulin pushka, and one is a maser sheni pushka. In other words, a private individual, he has at home two drawers, or two sections of his drawer. In one he puts away his normal regular money, and another one he puts in the maser sheni money. And now he finds money in between. So, which money is that? Is that chulin money, maaser sheni money? And again, the same principle. Kar v'chulin, yipul l'chulin. The maaser sheni, yipul l'maaser, whichever it's closest to. However, the maaser sheni, whatever it's mechzel mechzel, smack in the middle, yipul l'maaser sheni, then you have to give it to maaser sheni, because maaser sheni obviously is much more chomer than chulin. Chulin, you can eat the whole world. Maaser sheni, you can only eat in Yerushalayim. And maaser sheni, you can only use for food. Mashen kein, chulin money, you can use for anything. So, it's Yipla Maaser Sheni Zeaklal, like we said, Holchen Achar, a Karev Lahakal. You always go after the Karev if you can find the Karev. Even if you're being Mekel. And if you're Machmer, is also good. The reason is because you learn the din of Karev from Eglo Arufa, whichever is the closest El HaCholol, that's the one that has to go and bring the Eglo Arufa, has to do the Eglo Arufa. But Mechza L'Mechza, since I don't know for sure, it's in the middle, therefore Lahachmer, you got to be Machmer, and that's how all those cases we mention our Mishnah, you go L'Chomer. Frek Digmar. How can you possibly have a case where you found money on the floor between the shkolim and the nidova? Shkolim is the first of the 13, nidova are the last six. How can you have something in the between the first and the last six? Doesn't make sense. That's Imor's teretz. Imor is going to use circular reasoning. Anyway, if anything, it should say in the Mishnah that you found it between the Taklin Atikin, which was number two, and Kinim, which was number three, which that would make sense. Shkolim and Kinim. But you're talking about Shkolim and the Dova. Everything were above and b'shem Rabinchas came in, Buchlier, how you asuyin. What size Buchlier? says the Taklin Charetin, that it was be'igul hoyinusunim. Eagle means that it was in a circular fashion. Okay, so then 13 was close to 1, and you find it between 1 and 13. Very, very simple. Okay. Now, it said in our Mishnah, in Taka, that first case of the Shkolim and Nedova, that Mechza Lemechza Yiplin Nedova. What's the reason why? So we already gave one reason in the Mishnah, but our Gemara gives two reasons. Is the boy Meimer Shema Yiplu Lishiori Halishka? Any monies that are in as part of the Shkolim, yeah, there's a good chance that when you do the true Mas Halishka, you're going to take these monies and you're going to use them for Karbonois on the three times a year that you do the true Mas Halishka, Praisa Pesach, Praisa Tzeres, Praisa Chag. But there's a good chance that this money will not be part of the true Mas Halishka. It's going to remain behind as the Shiorei Lishka, part of the Shirayim. No, the Shirayim is going to be used eventually for Choymaso Ir U Migdeloi Seha. Like we said in the Mishnah earlier on Daf Yud Omid Beis, he had Shiorei Lishka, use it for communal purposes. Masha Enkein, if you put the money and say it goes to the Nedava, it's going to go on the Mizbeach. That's a Chumrah, Vada Kula Kol, rather than using it to go and construct infrastructure projects for the community. That's one reason. Is to buy Meim, another reason. Mechz Lemechza Kimi Shemes. When you have money on the floor and you cannot determine which Pushkala this should go in, it's as if Chas V'Sholoim, the person who owned this Matbeya, this coin, Nebuch passed away. Why do you say that it's as if the person passed away? So Taklin Charetin says, because I don't know who the Baalim are. Nobody's there, and I look up on the coin that I find on the floor. I try to find a simon. Obviously, there is no simon. So therefore, I don't know. It's as if it has no Baalim. Since it's as if it has no Baalim, that's why the Gemara says it's like Mishames. So Vos is, so it's like Mishames. So the Gemara quotes what we had back on Davov Amid Beis, and we had this more recently as well. Rabbi Yasa Ad Anot Taman. Rabbi Yasa says, when I was still there, meaning in Bavel, Sham is called Rabbi Yehuda Shaul Shmuel. I remember Rabbi Yehuda asked his Rabbi Shmuel the following. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda was first the Talmud of Rav. When Rav passed away, Rabbi Yehuda moved on to the Bismedish of Shmuel. So now he's asking Shmuel. Hifrish Shkoloi Umes. Mr. Jack Smith went and he put aside, it was Rish Chodesh Adar, as soon as he heard that cry, that appeal, we need Shkolim Machzah Shekel for the new year, he's not one of those that says, well, I got time, we'll wait. He immediately took his shekel and he put it to the side. He said, Dosit Zayin for mein Machzah Shekel. And he's waiting until the 15th of the month when the Gizborim set up their tables, and then he's going to promptly go over, he's going to go and proudly say, here, I got my Machzah Shekel, I'm giving it, I'm so proud. Unfortunately, Rachman Litzlan, en route to hand over the Shekel to the Gizborim, a bus came, the person was looking, and Nebuch, there was a terrible, tragic accident, and he passed away. But we found the Shekel. What do we do with that Shekel? That's what Rav Yehuda asked Shmuel. Amalei said, Yiplu Nedava. Don't put it among the Shkolim, but rather Yiplu Nedava, go and use it to go and buy karbonis for the Beis Hamikdash. That was halacha that we had back in the Avava Mitbeis. And now the Gemara adds the second half of the discussion with Rav Yehuda and Shmuel, even though it's not Nogeya to this blot. We'll have it Nogeya Me'at Hashem later, but not for at this point. But there it says, Asirus Eifa Shalai. What happens if the Kohen Gadol had extra money from his Asirus Eifa? Every day of the year, the Kohen Gadol had to bring his Minchas Chavitin, and for that, he had to set aside Asirus Eifa. So, it's from his own funds. He expected it to cost $20, this Isarn of the Eifa, and he goes into the store. Great news, is a clearance sale. Set at 20, it's only $15. What do you do with the Moiser Asirus Eifa money? It's a Machloikis. Rabbi Yochan Ami Yelichan Yam HaMelach. You throw it into the Yam HaMelach, meaning you have no reason to go and use it. Don't be Moil Behegdish, just throw it into Yam HaMelach. Rabbi Laza Oyma Yipla Nedava, go and put it into the Nedava, the Pushka for Nedava.
What's Shaloi? What's Shaloi mean? Shaloi. The Yam HaMelach, what's Shaloi?
Asir Seifa Shalai. This was money that belonged to the Kohen Gadol. They had set aside to buy the Asir Seifa. And now he didn't need it because it was a clearance sale. So he had extra $5 left. What do you do with that $5? Says Rabbi Yochanan, it has a din of Issa Me'ila. So just In other words, it's Hekdish money, but just go and put it into the Yam HaMelech.
Can you use it for the next day?
You cannot. That's not a contribution. Contribution is also not. Because this is Yipul Nedava, it goes into one of those six pushkes for Nedava. In fact, if you remember, when we more discussed yesterday in Daf Yud Ches, why did we have six Nedava at the end of Yud Ches Amid Beis? We had three or four Mandiyamim. One man Yomah says, Kenegel Shisha Bat the Yavis. One was Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Bar Padilla said, Kenegel Shesh Behemoth. Shmuel said, Kenegel Shisha Kabanis. And the Shisha Kabanis, number six, was Asira Sa'efa. Oh, Taka Nedava. That's the mission of the six pushkis for Nedava. One of them was for the Moiser Asiris Ha'efa. Mashenke Rabbi Yochanan said, no, the reason why you have six is Pashit. There's just so many coins being used for, being designated for the Nedava, so one or two or three pushkas is not enough. So you have to have six pushkas. But according to Shmuel's pshat, Asira Se'efa had a special Nedava pushka for the extra Asira Se'efa. This is consistent with what Rebbe Lazar is saying in Argamar. Rebbe Lazar Ami Yiplu Nedava. Which Nedava? That sixth, which is number 13, if you will, of all the 13 pushkas. Rabbi Yochanan, where's Rabbi Yochanan coming? He's saying Yelichan Yam Melach. What about Shmuel's pshat that he says that you put it the Asir Seif into a Nedava pushka? Abesin Ishver, because Rabbi Yochanan Shitasai, because Rabbi Yochanan and Yud Ches Amid Beis, and Rabbi Yochanan Al Yedeisha and Nedava Meruba. So it's not because of the Asir Seifa. He holds like our Gemara that Yelichan Yam Melach. I Shmuel says Asir Seifa. So Rabbi Yochanan, I respectfully disagree on Daf Yud Ches, and I respectfully disagree here. They didn't put the Moiser Asir Seifa into a pushka. Rather, they threw it into the Yam HaMelech. Anyway, again, that's not Negeah to our Gemara. What is Negeah to our Gemara is the Hifrish Shikloi Umes. Okay, Vikasha. The Gemara Gefreit, V'yeshchatas Kreva Oila. What the Gemara means to say is that, again, what was the story over here? We found money on the ground, and we found it between the Shkolim Pushka, and we found it between the Nedava Pushka. What's the halacha? Says our Mishnah, Mechtz Lemechtza, Istaboy Meima Shem Yiplish. We said in our Mishnah that if it happens to be Mechtz Lemechtza, then it goes into Nedava Pushka and not into the Shkolim Pushka. And the Gemara gave two reasons. Reason number one is because the Shkolim Pushka is Shiari Lishka. It might not be birth from a carton. The second shot was Mechtz Lemechtza is Kamisha Mes. So what's the din of Kamisha Mes? So we already said, Hifra Shikli Umes, Yiplu Lenedava. So that's consistent with our Mishnah. That here too, it's as if he mess, because I don't know who it belongs to. Taklin Charetin says, Kamisha Ainli Balim. So it's like a mess. The Balim are non-existent, so it goes into the Dava, like it says in our Mishnah, Yiplu Nedava. So that was the second reason. But now the Gemara is asking a kasha. The kasha, v'yishchatas kreva oila. Since the kinim is intended for, or the Gemara asked about the kinim, sorry. Since we're talking about the shaila, whether it's for shkolim or for Nedava, now shkolim is going to be used for, not only for the shkolim is used for all communal kabbanis, including a karm chattas every Rosh Chodesh and every single yontif. So, Ibazoi, how can you go and say that the moiser of that chattas is going to be brought for an oila? And for the mar. So, that's the kasha could be on this. The kasha could also be. Okay, so there's another pshat that after Yipl and Adava, you put two lines. I'm sorry, two dots. And the kasha is starting a brand new kasha. And that is, we said in our Mishnah, that what happens if you find money between the shofar of kinim and the shofar of goizli oila? What do you do with the money? You put it into the goizli oila. And we explained in the Mishnah, the reason is because an oila compared to kinim is a chumrah, because kinim you have both a chata sa'oif and oila sa'oif, and goizli oila you only have oila sa'oif and oila's kulakal. Freitimur v'kasha, v'yishchatas kreva oila. If in fact these monies should have been for a chatas, so it's good you're being frum and say, no, we won't use it for a chatas, we're going to go and use it for an oila. Right. What do you do? You can't go and switch it from a chatas to an oila. Everything more chiske b'shem rabshim min lakish, tanai bezdin hu ala moiser shiikrivu oilais. It's a special tanai bezdin that moiser hachatas is an oila. And in fact, if you go back to Daf Yud Amid Beis, where the Mishnah talks about a moiser hachatas, it says Moiser Chatas goes for Shteitu Oibin on Daf Yud Amud Beis when you have the Mishnah.
What's that?
Yud Amid Beis, Yud Amid Beis, there it talks about all the Moisarais. Shir Lishka, Moisa this, Moisa that, Moisimba, Moisa Peirais, Moisa Truma, Moisa this, Moisa that. Kevish Baruch, Lashem Zegoyim, and the Mayim, Choy Mesir, and the Seba, Chal Tzechet, Lashem Sahiris, Kevish, Oim Shalatzman, Shir Lishka, Moisa Truma, Moisa Nesochem, Kaitzim Izbeach, Moisa Truma, which take the Gabi, the Moisa Chattis. Moisa Chattis is somewhere here, maybe it's in the previous mission, Tessam Advaith. Anyway, somewhere here it says that Moisir Chatzis, you bring it for Nedava. So that's what the Gemara is telling us over here too, that Moisir Chatzis goes for Nedava. Moisir Sachin, he probably brings it here in the footnotes. Moisir Chatzis, Moisir Bezin, 21, 22. Oh, look at Vav Amidbeis, not Yud Amidbeis. Vav Amidbeis, Vav Amidbeis, Vav Amidbeis. Oh! Vav Amid Beis, exactly. If you look at the top of the Mishnah, top of Vav Amid Beis, Moisir Shkolim Chulim, Moisir Sir Seifa, Moisir Kina, Moisir Dus, Moisir Dus, Moisir Chatois, Moisron is Nedava. Zeh HaKlal Kol Shu Bog Hashem, Chatzit Mishem HaShem, Moisron Nedava. Ah, so you see that there's a Tanai Bezin. See here too, the Chatzis of the Kinim, Tanai Bezin, you bring it for an oil. Freit Dimara. Now I understand how you can switch it potentially from Kenan to Goizali Oil. But Uisha's eyes, but Mayim is Kaperis. This woman wants to have the Machshir to be able to eat Karbonis now. After all, that's part, she's a Mechusore Kapara. She wants to bring. If it turns out that there was a woman that brought money, and the money was intended for Kenan, and it fell on the ground, and we're using it for Goizali Oila, so she's never going to get her Kapara. If she's not going to get her kapara, then she'll never be able to go and eat karbanis. And therefore, every woman that ever brings her money, puts into the pushka, she'll never know for sure if she ever had her kapara. Not again, I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Tanai Bezdin. Who? That's again a Tanai Bezdin that the Bezdin said that the that even though she lost the money, it's going to work. How does it work? Says the Gemara. It works Aliba de Rabbi Yossi, who we're going to have in Mietchim in tomorrow's blot on Daf Chav. The Rabbi Yossi says that there's a Tanai Bezin, that a Mesapik is a Kinin, who Mesapik is a Psulais. What does that mean? That means, what happens if you have your Kinim supplier? There's a supplier who supplies the Beis Mikdash on an ongoing basis with all of their Oifois needs. Whenever, any single day, the Beis Mikdash needs 50 Oifalach, we call up Yankel Smith and we say to him, we need 50 Oifalach. He supplies them, we pay him, wonderful. Every now and then, after we take one of the birds and we bring it on the Mizbeach, guess what? It becomes possible one way or another. How does it become possible? By the, when the Kohen went and did the Malika, they found that the Oif, for instance, was a Treifer, for instance, and therefore it's no good. Or maybe after that it became Tomei. Or it became possible. Yoitze, whatever happened to the carbon, it became possible. So, what do I do now? Is it Tanai Bezdin that the supplier, we call him up and say, Yankel, I'm very sorry to bother you. We need two more oifois because they became possible. And he has to supply them. And presumably that's built into his rating structure because he knows that he might be called upon to supply. He doesn't charge for this. This is a freebie, if you will, that every single time it might be a possible. And therefore the same thing applies over here. Not only by psulais, the same thing applies to avudais. If we find money on the ground and we're not sure what the status is, we say to Yanko, you're going to have to go and supply extra birds so that we're going to go and use those birds just in case this was a kan. Bring two more birds. One will be for chatzos, one will be for oila. So that Mrs. Yankel Smith will have her full kapar. But the actual money that we find on the ground, we're going to go and put in the Nidova Pushka. I, the Gemara asks, Isha Zois, how is she going to get her kapara? Because Yankel Smith, the supplier, he's going to supply extra oifis when we tell him, unfortunately, we found money on the ground, we're not sure where it comes from. He has to go and supply brand new kan for this lady. Good.
That works if the cost of this are the same, but and the coins are the same. But what happens? One is a $100 bill, and one's a silver dollar, and one's a quarter or something. So you find it in between. So you're not necessarily buying the whole korban. You're buying one. You're buying two. One. You're buying one. So you wouldn't that be mochiach possibly Reglaim the Dover, or no, when they deposited it, was there...
The amount that they deposited was the amount of the cost of the carbon. So if a normal goizel for an oiler was normally $10, the woman would put in $10. Right. If she's bringing a kan, she would put in $20. 10 right. plus 10, two coins.
So what did they find here?
They found a $10 coin on the floor. Okay. So we don't know whether it came from Gezali Oila and it was just an Oila, okay. or maybe this is a Chatas coming from the Kinem
one. If there would be a 20 coin, we would know then the Mochiach that it came from.
Either that, or it's possible that she, as a lady that was donating two Oilas, could be a partnership, or she was so thankful to Kodesh Baruch Hu for saving her, blah, 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 and therefore she'd bring two Oilas together. Okay, so now let's continue on. So Gemara put two dots, and now the Gemara asks Akasha. Why in our Mishnah do we only give the three examples? Remember, what were the three examples? That you found money between the Shkolim Pushkin and Dava Pushka, that you found money between the Eitzim and the Levoy the Pushka, and that you found between the Kinim and the Gozoli Oyla Pushka. Freitimara, Loy Tzorcha, Loy Bein, Keturis the Eitzim. Why don't we have also between the Keturis and the Eitzim? Now, this is an obvious Tous Hatfus, because there are no Pushkis for Keturis. If you go through the list of the 13, there's no Ketoidus. There's only Eitzim and Levoinim, but no Ketoidus. And that's why you have the Gimel in the brackets from the Vilna Goyim, and therefore he changes that. If you go to the left-hand margin, the Goy Sagra, number Gimel, Hachi Garsinon, Loi Tzorcha. Why doesn't the Gemara ask about the Loi Ben Kinim, the Eitzim? Gesundheit. After the Kinim, you had Eitzim. Talk about that. Take about Ben Levoina, Lizahav lichpoides. What happens if you have money that fell between the levoina and between the zahav intended for clay sharks? So take out the ketoides from the Gemara and rather talk about it. Shouldn't say ketoides leitzim; it should be kinim leitzim. So apparently there was a toys at fus, or again levoina and the zahav kapoides, and go and say what you do. And for the Gemara, for Tanis and Saifa, that in fact is what the Mishnah is addressing by adding the Zeha Klal, to cover all of the unenumerated cases. The enumerated cases, it says in the Mishnah what the Allah is. Those are not enumerated, we have the Zeha Klal to cover those as well. There's a catch-all that if it's Acha Karev, you always go after the Karev, and Mechtel and Mechtel, you always go after the Hachmir. So then you're going to ask me, then why did we have even the first three cases in the Mishnah? Just go and say, bottom line, holchin achar akarav lahakel mechzel mechzel hachmir. Why do I have to go all through the other three? So the Taklin Chadatin already asked this kasha, and he says that each one of them wants to go and tell you epis a chiddush. What's the chiddush that he wants to go and tell you? Loitzricha deloy ben kinen. If you look at the, it's about six lines in of the wide lines of the Taklin Chadatin. Loitzricha deloy ben kinen. V'chiloy hoye tzarech l'misti ben inza ben kinen li'eitzim. V'chein ben levoyna l'zov. V'choshem asithin d'shefaris li'el. U'mashani. Tanin, we learned in the Mishnah, Zeh HaKlal, Ma Deshayer, comes to be Kolel, all those that we left out. Now the question is, what about those that were enumerated? The final case of the Mishnah, but the Chulin and the Maaser Sheni, is to tell you that this din is not only a Kodshim Dikka din in the Beis HaMikdash, this applies even outside the Beis HaMikdash. Ubei Lashloish the Chosh of Kamashulan, Taimik Leome Gemara, is the boy Utekemen Kovlaya, that the first halach of the Mishnah by the Shkolim and the Dova, we asked, what are you talking about? It's impossible to have money between the Shkolim and the Dova. So the Mishnah is telling us that it was in a circular way and it wasn't just straight across. So that was that Kiddush. It comes to tell you these are carbon and this is machshiri carbon, and therefore carbon is better than machshiri carbon. It has to go and tell us by Gezoyle Oyla, why do you put it in the Gezoyle Oyla? We're taking away the Chatzis, and how can you make it into an Oyla? And what about the woman? Etc., etc. So those we needed to tell us, and these we don't need, and you just rely on the Zeh HaKlal. On to the next Mishnah, the Mishnah Baita.
Say, Kol Kavua Kamachsa Mafsadam.
That's going to be Mitchum on the Amid Beis. We're going to have that about the Kol Kavua Kamachsa Mitchum. Wait, stay tuned for this, Brother Shai, another 15 minutes. Zok the Mishnah. This Mishnah we've learned already a few times. We had it most recently in Psachim, and it's also in Bav Metzia and in Kodshim. Moshe Nimtzu Lefnei Tzorcha Behema, Lo'oy Lamasa. You go to Yerushalayim throughout the year. You go to the Shuk, where they sell Behema flesh. or lies behind this. And now you go and find money there. Loi l'maser, you can assume the money is maser sheni, money. The reason for that explains the Takan Chadatin is because when people came up oil regel and they brought their maser sheni, they were only there for a week or so. How much can you eat in a week? You still have tons of maser sheni money left over, and they would leave them for the Toshav Yerushalayim as presents so that they can, people that live in Yerushalayim, the Yishuv, they should be able to support themselves with the maser sheni money. What did they use the maser sheni money for? B'derech klal, they use it to go and buy karbonos shlomim. And therefore, that's why people are constantly coming and going to the Seicher Behema, and they were giving them money to buy behemas for a shlomim. So you can assume that that money is maser sheni money. However, if you go in the Har HaBayis and you find money over there, that money you assume is chulin money. Why do you assume that it's chulin money? Because you're assuming that this is money from the whole year. This is not where behemoths are. This is people are walking on the Har HaBayis. So the money that they have in their pockets, they are intending to use to go and get the next bus ride. They're intending to use it to go and buy a new suit or for whatever people use money for. So it's nothing to do with karbonis, nothing to do with maser sheni, it's just regular chulin money. There's an obvious question is that there's halacha that a person is not allowed to go onto the Har HaBayis bechaviloi, mitarmiloi, went to this and with that, and not with his menolov. So how is he bringing his money? So the Mefarshim say that you're not allowed to go and bring money into the Har HaBayis is only if you do it in a way which is a very public way, that people see that you're carrying, for instance, like women carry their pocketbooks, or men would wear a money belt where it was crystal clear, oh, you see, he has money. That you're not allowed to do. However, if you have the money concealed in your pocket, you don't see it, that's not a problem, that's not an issue. But some of the money may have fallen on the ground. That money, we assume, is chulin money. If you find money not on the Har HaBayis and not on the Shuk of Behemoth, but you rather go and find it stam in the streets of Yerushalayim, any other day of the year, it's chulin. What's the difference between all the days of the year and Mishas HaRegel? So the Gemara elsewhere says that Yerushalayim was swept every single day by sanitation sweepers. They swept it every day. So any money that you find b'shas haregel could not be from last week or 3 weeks ago. The money was now from here, from present times. That being the case, it has a din of ma'is hasheni, because the assumption is b'shas haregel, people are walking around with a lot of ma'is hasheni money. That's, however, b'shas haregel. B'shas kol yomei hashana, it's chulin money. Maybe b'shas haregel, there's money here on the street from last week and from last month? No, because the streets were swept every single day, so there's no money in the streets. Any money that you find now is from current no maser money. Right. Now we're not talking about money, we find now basar. You find basar in the azara, and you're wondering, where does this basar belong? For instance, it could be in the basement b'chaim, on those tables where they're rinsing out all the innards, and now I find basar, and I'm saying to myself, it's been a very busy day, is this basar from a carbon oila, or is this basar from a carbon chatos, or shlamim, or asham, or whatever? What do you do? Zok the Mishnah, eivorim, if you find large, large pieces of meat, in other words, like a quarter of the behema, an eighth of the behema, then you assume it's oilais, because oilais by definition, it just says, v'nitach oisai linsochav, and the Gemara dashens linsochav, v'loi nesochim linsochav. You only make, you take a whole behema and you cut into quarters or into eighths, but that's it. You don't go and make 50 or 60 or 100 rib steaks, or veal chops, or whatever. You only have the big evarim, then it's oilais. The chatichas, however, if it was cut up into much smaller pieces, then you assume that it was chatois. It doesn't have to dafke be a chatzos, but he means that wasn't a carbon intended for the mizbeach, it was intended for consumption by the kahan. As we'll see in a moment, nevertheless, you didn't eat it. We're just going to designate it and give it a shame of oilais, and chatichas a shame of chatois. Ubi Yerushalayim, and if you find basar like that in the streets of Yerushalayim, ziv cheshlam, you're going to assume that if you found chatichos pieces, that this was in fact a karm shlam. But in all events, since I don't know for sure what the character of these animals was and what these karbanis were, Take all of the pieces, whether it's an Eivorim, Oilois, Chatichois, Chatois, or it's Yerushalayim, Shlomim, in all the cases, don't eat it, and don't put it on the Mizbeach, wait until the Zman of Lina or of Noiser, and then the Yetzel Beis Esreifa. What's the reason why Teubet Tzurasai? Because even though I'm assuming the Eivorim or Oilois, but I don't know for sure. As well as the fact that it happens to be lost here in the Azara, for all I know, maybe it's from yesterday and not from today. So I can't put it on the Mizbeach if it's Posel Benoiser or Posel Belina. Same thing is, I can't go and eat the Chatois because maybe the Chatois are in fact Oilois, or in fact, even I know for sure that it's Chatois, but maybe it's Taka from yesterday, not from today. So don't eat it. But on the other hand, I can't burn it immediately because maybe Taka it's from today. And if it's from today, then in fact it's a kosher carbon. So what do I have to do? I have to wait until up to us, Tzurasai, until it gets for sure the name of Noisar, which means by tomorrow. Or in the case of the Shlom, I'm going to have to wait another morning, a second day. Then the Yetzel Beis Esreifa, and then take them all out and burn them in the Beis Esreifa.
Then
between Chatos and Oilo, what difference does it make? I burn it anyhow, Chatos and Oilo.
You mean, what have we accomplished by calling this Oilois and Chatois?
By appointing, I understand the difference between Shlomim and Chatos and Oilo.
Mm-hmm.
But between Chatos and Oilo, there is no difference. Why identify it? This is Chatos, this is Oilo?
We're just trying to make our presumption and assumption, what are these kabbanas? The fact that I found this huge, huge portion of an animal, like a half of an animal or a quarter of an animal, the fact that it was not cut into smaller pieces until now, in all likelihood it's an oila. When I do find, however, a carbon cut into mini pieces, like into steaks or into cutlets or flanken or whatever, smaller pieces, then it's a chatos. Now you can go and say, it might be an Oshim, it might be a Toidim, it might be a Shlomim, it could be other Kabbalas. We assume that it's a Chatos because we want to give a Chumrah, and the Chumrah would be that it's Kachi Kudishim instead of Kachim Kal. And that's why I found it in the Azara. So if it's Kachi Kudishim, so you're saying to yourself, no, what other Kachi Kudishim do you eat in the Azara? Besides a Chatos, you also eat a Karban Oshim. Karban Chatos, however, is much more frequent than a Karban Asham, because Asham, you only have the 5 or 6 cases of Ashamais. Well, a Chatos, for any one of the 34 creases, then you have to go and bring a Karban Chatos. So therefore, you make your basic assumption, logical assumption, a Varma probably Oilois, and the Chatichos are probably Chatois. If they're in Yerushalayim, it's obviously neither an Oile nor a Chatos, because then it would be possible to be Yoytze. So it's presumably it's a Shlomim. Okay, but after the presumption, can you go and rely on that and hang your hat on it? The answer is no, because even if that were true, that this is an oil, and this is a chattis, and this is a shlomim, then maybe they're possible. And that's the reason why they didn't do anything further. Maybe this oil or this chattis got tamei, for instance. Maybe it was taken out of the base of Midrash accidentally, and it became possible biyotze. Maybe it was left overnight, and became possible belina or benoisim.
Wouldn't it be puzzles, Basar Hanelam and Ayin?
We're going to talk about that on the Amid base. You don't mean Basar Hanelam and Ayin only applies to Chulin. But the Gemara is going to go and talk about the Inyan of Hesach Hadas, which is Ulse Psul, wait for the Amid Beisim Yetzisham. Good. So in all of these cases, since I don't know, you wait until Teubet Tzurasi, which means leave it overnight, it becomes noiser, and then Yetz the Beis Esreif, and then go and burn it. Now, when Amid Nimtza Begvulin, outside Yerushalayim, and you find large Eivarim, then you assume that it was Nevelis. And that's the reason why it wasn't cut up, because you cannot use it for the average family to use, but rather you're either going to just throw it out, or give it to the Klovim, or you're going to sell it to a Goyish retailer, who's going to go and buy the whole thing and sell it to Goy. The Chatichas, if you find it, whatever, nice small pieces, then Mutarais. Then you can assume that it's Mutar, because why is it cut into these nice pieces? And we'll see Mechem in the Gemara shortly. We're talking about a case where it was Roif Tavchi Yisra. Because obviously, if you're talking about a place where most of the people are Goyim, and most of the slaughterers or butchers are Goyim, so why do you say Chatichas and Mutaris? It's got to be a place where the Derech Klal, the meat is all kosher meat. B'shas regular, if it's yontif time, Shabbos Meruba means that people are eating lots and lots of meat, l'kovid yontif, even outside of Yerushalayim, not korbanis, stam, people are eating a lot of meat, afeivorim mutaris, even evorim would be mutar, because the reason why it's left in this huge fashion is because they're going to go and cook it in this huge fashion. Instead of cutting it up and making it into 20 steaks or whatever, they're just going to put the whole thing and make a huge pot roast or whatever, put it into the furnace, just go and roast the whole thing instead of cutting it into many slices, because Kanai Nahara, people are going to be eating meat as if it went out of style. Okay, Zokti Moriyet. We start off the Gemara. We said that if you find Mo'ois on the Harabayas, you always assume that it's Chulin. Zokti Mora, why do you assume that? Loi tzarech loi b'harabayas, kodesh. After all, maybe the reason why there's money out on the floor in the Harabayas is that the Kohanim that were in charge of the Trumas Halishka took some of the money from the Trumas Halishka and were taking it over to the Behema Soicher to go and give him that money, to go and buy new behemoths. So maybe this is Trumas Lishka money. Why do you say it's Chulin? It should be Lishka money. It's Kodesh. Everything might be bought. Reb Chiya b'shem Reb Yochanan. Chazak ishein ha-koyim moitzim in ha-lishka mois achu mechallon al ha-behemoth. It didn't work that way. You didn't have the Gizbarim taking money with them, traipsing out in the street or onto the Harabayas to go to the behemoth soicher to buy behemoths. But the behemoth soicherim, they came to the Beis HaMikdash. And you told them, Yankel, I need from you 25 behemoths, 25 nuporim, elim, kvasim, and here's the money. So when he got the behemoth, then he handed over the money. Now the soicher says, what am I going to do with the money? Money is lishka money, it's kodesh. I can't use hegdish money, I'm going to be moil behegdish. No problem. I'm a chalit on the behemoth. By buying the behemoth, automatically the kedusha of the money will be transferred to the behemoth. So now the money is going to be chulin. So when the soicher takes the money in his pocket and he's going out on the harabayas, going home or going to his store or whatever, any money that falls is from him. And it's already chulin, it's no longer kodesh. So we said in the Mishnah, what do you have to do? To uber tzerosai. Says the Gemara, Reb Lozer b'shem Reb Oishia, heisiya das to'un ibur tzura. The word heisiya das means hesach hadas. Hesach hadas requires ibur tzura. Now what is this all about? So we have a machloikis elsewhere, what's the isser of hesach hadas? Not the isser, what's the psul of hesach hadas? There's one maniyam that holds hesach hadas is psul haguf. What means psul haguf? Just like Yotze is a psul haguf, and just like Tuma is psul haguf, and just like Noiser or Lina, all are psul haguf. Guess what? Hesach hadas is a psul haguf. That if you're not thinking about the carbon, and people walked around and they forgot about it, and they remember 3 hours later, it is already possible. That's one way of looking at it. There's another way of looking at it. Hesach hadas means that I'm nervous and concerned that maybe it became tame without my realizing it. And that's why hesach hadas is psul. Not that it's inherently a psul. You don't list that as another psul. But every time there's hesach hadas, maybe people weren't careful and weren't watching. And guess what? Dead shrotzim touched it. Dead nevelis touched it. And that's how it became tame. Oh, so now the question is, what's our halach over here? So if you see, you have over here an aleph in the brackets, hesiya das, that takes us to the goyis hagro here on the side. Says the gro, v'ochi perusha, aleph, right? V'ochi perusha, do ikal man diyam nesvir lei, hesach hadas, psula gofave, shumale bekotchim, shenifsalim bekach, that automatically hesach hadas is possible. Afili yovoy Eliyahu hanovi himself. V'yoymish loy nitma koloy sana yom shisiyach datam yehen, the entire time there was shisiyach das, it didn't become tomei. Ein shoymin loy, I don't care. Hesach hadas is a psul haguf. L'hach man diyam loy boyi betzura. Bipsul the hesach hadas. You don't have to have bitzura. It's already possible. How did it become possible? For an hour, 2 hours. Nobody knew about it. Nobody saw it. You don't need bitzura. The fact that it says in our Mishnah that you need bitzura is the chasimin, not like that miandiyomdar, not like the mandiyomdar that's psul aguf, but according to mandiyomdar that it's hesach hadas. L'hach mandiyomdar liboy bitzura. Bipsul the hesach hadas. For boyish is feel like idach mandiyomdar. The hesach hadas psul tumahava mechasha shemen nitma vekim dole chazina lei. I don't know for sure it's chashash. You can't go and stop and burn it. You gotta wait. for the next day. So therefore we're bringing a raya now from our Mishnah, like the man the Omar, that he siach das toin ibetzura, because that's the case of our Mishnah. I don't know what this basar is. So you remember that Barry, when we were learning the Mishnah, asked, isn't this a case of basarishness alamin ayin? In the case of chulin, we talk about basarishness alamin ayin. By kodshim, we call it hesach hadas. This man the Yomah holds that hesach hadas requires ibetzura because of the fact that it's not a psul haguf, but it's psul ashash vegan tum. Omer boishim masisa omer ket. Oh! A raya from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Tubitzuras v'yesli beisas reifa." Om Rabbi Yosi, the Yo'uz. You think that you have a good raya from our Mishnah? You don't have a raya from our Mishnah. You know the reason why our Mishnah says "Tubitzuras v'yesli beisas reifa"? Because la'ochli einat yochol shem niskalkel tzurasai lefum kain tzarach meimit tubitzurasai v'yesli beisas reifa. What the Gemara is saying is, it's not because of hesach hadas. The reason why you cannot go and eat the kabonis in our case of our mikdash, where I found evarim, where I found chatichos, and I'm afraid that this might be an oiler, this might be a chatas, and we said don't eat it to ubitzura. You know why? Shem niskaltel tzarasai. It could be that it already had ibitzura. In other words, not that it became tomei, not that it was a chshash hesachadas. The problem is that maybe it was already mekulkel from the fact that this is a carbon from yesterday. If it's from yesterday, it became possible belina. In the case of an oil, it's possible belina because you should have put it on the mizbeach before the end of the night. And if it's a chatas, you should have eaten it before the zman, and therefore it became noiser. So, le'ochli einat yochol shem niskalkel tzuras. He already had quote unquote ibitzura because it's already a day old. However, on the other hand, maybe not. Maybe it did not become niskalkel tzuras. Maybe it's fresh from today. The fum kain tzarach meimit tubas tzurasai, to be on the safe side, wait for tomorrow until it has ibetzura. And in the case of the shlomim, you have to wait for the second tomorrow, another day. Then you're going to go and burn it at that time. So bottom line is, we have no raya the gabi the halacha of hesach hadas. The reason why it says in the Mishnah, you need ibetzura, and yotzle beis esreif has nothing to do with it, a psul haguf, or psul chshash tuma. It has to do with the fact that it might be possible because it's already possible benoiser or belina from the day before. Back to our Mishnah, nimtze begvulim.
If you find the word possible belina, so therefore it already had a...
It's already possible. And if in fact it's possible, then you won't be able to go and eat it because it's
so
already...
So you'd be able to burn it miyad.
If you knew for a fact, then you'd burn it miyad. But since I don't know, maybe in fact it is a kosher carbon, so I got to wait for ibetzura, and then after that I'm going to go and burn it.
And ibetzura is not actual physical. It's a time. It's a day.
Ibetzura means that you wait until the next morning, even if it looks exactly the same. It's a euphemistic term. It just means you have to wait until, in Yiddish, ibegenechtik, until the next morning, and then at that point you have to go and burn it. Yes, Barry.
There was no refrigeration in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Wouldn't that be we had by the Sochen right away the Pesach would get smell bad. Wouldn't that be dispositive? I mean the how fresh the meat is.
And certainly
the time of year.
Exactly, Brother Shai says it depends on the time of year. If it happens to be middle of the summer, where it's 95 degrees, it could have ibetzura in 2 hours. The thing could go from fresh to rancid. On the other hand, if it's the middle of the winter and it's a freezing cold and all the kahanim are rushing into the Beis HaMoiket every 2 minutes because they're freezing, so and he has a, I don't know if you want to dam for a moment, this way you have, he has a yahrzeit tonight.
Yeah, but I'm going over.
Okay, fine. Whatever you want. It's okay.
I need to count on you.
Yeah. We hope in Yat Hashem to be counted.
Okay.
Anyway,
you come for a lot, but
thank you.
What time is tomorrow?
9 o'clock. Okay, nimtze begvulin. Continuing on, zog digmar Reb Krispa. We said in the Mishnah that if you find a vorim out in gvulin, then you have to assume that they're neveilos. Reb Krispa b'shem Reb Yosi Reb Chanina a vorim neveilos loikin alei mishum neveilos. What happens if a person were to eat from those a vorim that you found out begvulin? You ate a piece. And our Mishnah said that Ivorim have the status of Nevelois, and Chatichois have the status of being Basar Shchuta, that it's kosher. Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina says a gevaldik chiddush, that if a person ate one of those evarim that he found bigvulim, not only do I assume that it's nevela, he gets malchus as if it's nevela vadai. How do you know for sure that it's nevela? Says Zimor Masnis Amrikin. I bring it right from the Mishnah. Says in the Mishnah, Evorei nevela sachati chois mut not averoi ave ah Evorei are nevelas. Chatichos are mutaris. What means chatichos and mutaris? Chatichos and mutaris. Loi mamish doesn't mean that you're allowed to eat from these chatichos. How can you eat from the chatichos? Maybe after all it happens to be in the veil or treifa. Udekavosa, just like I say, bachatichos mutaris, it's mamish, it's mutar to eat. When it says, if I'm nevelas, it means mamish. Like an aleimish in the veil, you do give him a patch as if he's eating the veil of at. Reb Krispa b'shem Reb Yoisim Reb Chanina. Im hoyu machroizois mutaris. Everybody knows the term machroizis because you have it in the first Mishnah above Metziah. Eilim Metziah Shaloi, machroizis shal dogim. Whether it's a standard or not, whether you have to Eilim Metziah Shaloi, chayv lahachriz. So machroizis means that you have a bunch of Eivorim that normally Eivorim we say has a status of Nevela. What happens if they're all strung together like a big fish line and you have 20 or 5 Eivorim on such a line, they're all connected, then they're mutaris. Because if it was just Nevela meat that you were going to throw out and it has no purpose, why are you stringing it? The fact that you're stringing it means it's kosher meat, and that's why you want to sell it and use it, etc. Yeah. So it's mut. Now I believe, Brother Shai, you asked about the Teisha Chanoyis. Teisha Chanoyis is moichris basar nevel. The Yach mecheres basar shchut. And a person went into one of those Chanoyis in the Schalfalo, and he doesn't remember which one did I go into. Halacha is, he has to be choishish that maybe he bought basar nevela. Why am I choishish? Why don't I say vadai? After all, teisha chanoyis, 9 of them nevela, 1 of them ishchuta, go basar roiv. So that's the famous rule, ko kavua, kemechzal mechzadam, and therefore I am choishish. Ula nimtzis, however, if I find it,
parish,
kol parish, made ruba parish, holchen achar roiv, and since roiv was nevela, has the status of nevela. Yetz vaket, can you wait 2 or 3 minutes just so we finish the daf?
Yeah.
It's just the opposite case now, but it has the same halacha. Even though 9 of them are basa shchuta, nischalfloif, he's not sure which one he bought it from, choishish, I have to be choishish that maybe it's nevela. Kol kavua kemechzal mechzatami. Ulanimza, but I find it in the middle of the street. Holchanach roiv, you go after roiv. Since roiv of the buster being sold is 9 stores sell buster shchuta, it has a din of shchuta, it's kosher. Amrav Yoichanan, hanim to be anochri. What happens if you find a guy in the street and he has a piece of meat and it falls down from his hands and it falls on the street? Kanim to be platya, it's as if you found it on the street. In other words, take away the guy, it's as if you found it on the street. And therefore, if it's 9 chanuyos, moiches basa shchuta, then the halach is that it's holchen acharoiv, that it's kosher. Freik to Gemara, Reb Lozer bei Reb Chagai have a mismach l'remona. Reb Lozer bei Rebbe Chagai was walking down the street and he was holding up Reb Mona on his shoulder. Reb Mona apparently was infirm and therefore he needed a little bit of help, so he helped him walk in the street. Choma, and he saw, the word choma is like we have in the Kol Chamira v'chamia, de chazite, de loy chazite, de chamite u de loy chamite. Choma, he saw, l'char armoy one goy, mekatei min tzusei, he took his horse. It doesn't say whether the horse was alive or it was dead, but what did he do? He cut out pieces from his horse. Mapik Lebron, he was selling it in the street. So what do I see from this? Even though 9 chanoyes sell basa shchuta and 1 sells basa nevela, it could be a freelancer who is selling his own meat from his own horse and he's just horsing around and he's selling the meat. Right. So how can you go and rely that it's kosher? Amalei hadoh hidi omer Reb Yoichanan, that Reb Yoichanan said that hanimtza biyad nochri kanimtza platya. How could he go and say something like that? We just saw that the person is selling horse meat and avadi, it's treif. Amalei kein omer Reb Yoisi, the Rebbe vehein shero oisa yoytze mekulin shel Yisrael. In the case of this goy that we say that we rely that it was kanimtza platya, they go basa roiv, it's talking about that the goy was seen earlier today walking out of a Jewish kosher butcher shop. Now 2 or 3 hours later we find meat on the floor that fell from his rishus and he ran off and it's on the street. Then we can assume that it comes from the kosher butcher shop and not from his horse. One story, Chad Barnasha was a person b'tziporin in Tziporti. Ozel boy mizben kupat mid tabcha. He wanted to go and buy meat from the tabach, from the butcher. And both this Barnash in Tziporti and the tabcha were both Jews. But as we'll see, unfortunately, they were sonim of each other. V'lo yoavle. And he said, you, I hate you because you say Lashon Hara and you're a gazlan and a ritzeach and I give you nothing. Omalei, so the purchaser was a very, very clever person. He went to a Goyish friend. Va'aisilein, he said to him, do me a favor, go to the Tavcha and buy the meat from him on my behalf. Good, so that's what happens. Now he bought it for him, and now the purchaser comes over to the seller and says, you thought you weren't going to sell me the meat. I got the meat through the Roman. Amalei, so he said to him back, don't you see I got you the meat from you against your will? Amalei, he told the lab boss in the Bailey, obviously, the boss that I gave to the Roman was tray for meat. You can't eat it anyway. And he was laughing from here to Canarsie. Rabbi Yirmi Hashem, Rabbi Chanina, Ma'isabal afnei Rabbi Taka, such a story happened before. Rabbi Yomer, we do not believe him to be Mason Makolin de Tzipoyin. That he said that I sold this guy to the Roman, I sold him tray for meat, we believe him. Don't go and eat from it. However, other meat stores in town that get from him and from other wholesalers, we do not believe him to go and passel all the meat in town. So from anywhere else, you can go and buy the meat without any difficulty. You can assume that it's kosher. Have a wonderful day, Mitchum. A wonderful evening, Mitchum. Continue tomorrow.
I got the cash for running, though.
Okay, go ahead.